الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أو لا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that you will not enter Jannah until you have full iman. You will not enter Jannah until you have full iman, kamil iman, complete iman. And you won't have full iman till you do not love one another. So you won't enter Jannah till you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you won't have full belief in Allah until you do not love one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Rasulullah said then, ask them, should I not show you something that if you do it, then you will engender this love between you, you will have this love, you will create this love amongst yourself. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam common amongst you. Spread salam, make salam common amongst you. Salam creates the bond, muhabba, and that makes the person has a full kamil iman, that enables him to enter into Jannah. So from this hadith we can understand that a person who wants a perfect iman, then he has to have, he has to make salam to create the muhabbah, and when a person makes salam, then it helps the person to remove the pride that he has within him, the malice, the jealousy, etc. وعن أبي يوسف عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله تعالى قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا والناس نيام تدخل الجنة بسلام. رواه الترمذي. The Sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Salam, he was the alim for the Jews. He was a rabbi before embracing Islam, and when he embraced Islam, he became a very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he mentions that when Rasulullah came to Madinah Munawwara and the people went to see him, I also went. And then I looked at his face and I realized that this was not the face of an apostate. He was not a false messenger. He was a true messenger. And then he says, I heard Rasulullah saying then, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. This was the very first advice that Rasulullah gave when he entered Medina and he had settled down and the people gathered around him. This was the very first advice he gave. He said, O people, afshu salam. Make salam common amongst you. Wa at'imu ta'am. And feed the people, provide food for the people. وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ. Join family ties, kinship. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ. And read salat at night. And there is tahajjud salat. وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ. When people are fast asleep. تَدْخُلْ جَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ. If you do all these things, in other words, you make salam common, you feed the people, you join family ties, you read tahajjud namaz, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ. تدخل الجنة بسلام. You'll enter Jannah with ease. And all of us want to enter Jannah with ease. And it is ajeeb that this hadith is narrated by Abdullah bin Salam. And he's talking about, in this hadith, about making salam, and you'll enter Jannah with salam. So inshallah Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on this four simple things. Make salam common, feed the people, join family ties, and read tahajjud salah when people are fast asleep at night. Allah will make us into Jannah with ease. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.